This particular episode of the GotGrip.com podcast is rated 14A.
Hey everybody, sorry this week's podcast is late, and I am sorry if this is a bit random, but I have the recorder here. We are in Kelowna. We just got back from the Armstrong Fair, and...
Yeah, we did.
What?
Business in the front, party in the back. Yeah, but which way is front,
which way
is
back? Let me get everyone to introduce themselves.
Front, back. No, it's front and rear, actually.
Front and rear. Let me get everyone to introduce themselves.
That's just
your name and stuff.
Business in the front, party in the rear.
The person, I think Law just called my recorder a mullet. But anyways,
he just said there's a party.
No,
I'm
saying you're in the front. You're the business. We're on the back. We're the party.
Party in the rear is what he's trying to say.
No, that's what he's trying to say.
This podcast just went PG all of a sudden. So, anyways. I'm sitting here with another large number of people, but we're actually in Pizza Hut right now, so we may be eating and not talking and stuff. Anyways, right now we are looking through a car magazine, and we're talking about different
cars. Stay tuned for the eating.
Yeah, stay tuned. The eating will be coming later. So go ahead, talk about who you are, Brandon.
I have nothing to say. They know who I am.
This is Brandon. He knows. Jeremy, go ahead and say hi so people can recognize your voice.
Hi.
That's Jeremy. Blah.
Hello.
That's Brandon. That's what Felicia sounds like, and Janelle's here too, but she's also not paying attention. Anyway, so we're talking about cars.
Have you seen Ben's WRX yet?
Ben has a WRX?
He bought a WRX, $3,000.
What year?
2007?
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did.
2003 maybe, because that's the one that's the ugly one that he says he always likes.
No, it's not.
I'm the 2007.
Trust me, it's not ugly.
It's got the round lights.
Yes.
It's not ugly. But it's nowhere near
it's
as nice.
Still a beautiful piece of machinery.
It is.
$3,000.
From the States?
Huh?
From the States?
No, I don't think so. No, no.
Anyways,
so yes, back to the car. That's fantastic. What else do we have going on? Impreza. Those are good cars. I like those.
Just we're talking about.
The Mazda Miata. I used to like those when I was younger. But after...
That body style I do, the pop-up lights I don't.
For some reason, Miatas have always screamed to me, my daddy bought this for me.
Yes,
I'm a rich
true.
Girl.
That's
I'm going to listen to teeny boppy music like Justin Bieber.
I have that car.
Yes, please.
Oh, in that case, it's a wonderful car. And
what car?
I have that car right there.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Anyways, we just came from the Armstrong Fair, and it was pretty sweet.
It's a little bit cheaper.
And I spent a lot of money there, actually.
How much did you spend?
I spent about $110 today.
How do you know that?
Well, because... Okay, I should be the one interviewing you here, right? And I thought that maybe I spent not $110. Actually, but I realized I'd given him...
Birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Yes!
Happy birthday to you.
I don't know if it was Chase or Jim.
I thought it was Chase.
I thought it was Chase too. That's what I was screaming.
Forget it. Anyways,
where was that?
Oh yeah. Anyways, long story
$110.
Short, I thought apparently I gave Jeremy $90, but I thought I only gave him $50.
Oh,
so
man.
I thought I'd actually spent $150 on the fish.
Big spenders.
Didn't realize I'd only spent $110.
That's why they call you big money.
So,
I guess.
Yes, they call me. Well, not anymore, obviously.
It means big money, and you know
you got. And you know I have no money. But anyways, back to the cars. We were talking about cars.
For those of you who don't know
the Pontiac Solstice. That's weird. I don't know of a car maker named Pontiac. Oh yeah, there is one. Okay, moving on. Oh well.
You like chicken, like a barbecue
Ford Mustang
chicken?
Convertible.
Yeah. Let's get that.
Well, I think the new Ford Mustangs look like they had an argument with a weed whacker and lost.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
I think that just didn't. I mean, I understand.
I don't mind the older ones, like the
yeah, yeah,
was
the
2004, 2000.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Those ones are okay.
Jazz
is okay.
I understand what they were trying to do with like with the retro look.
They're trying to make it look like those ones.
Yeah, but they failed miserably.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Brandon.
Okay, I'm gonna turn the page. We've been on this page for a long time. Oh, except I will mention the PT Cruiser. Oh wait, no, I won't. Okay, let's turn the page.
You just did.
Okay, so Honda Civic, great car, love it. What else do we have going on here?
Brendan, did you
Yaris.
Toyota Yaris, what do you think of that?
Great for playing soccer.
This is true. This is true. The Yaris is very good for playing soccer.
Although it's not called the Yaris there, it's called the Igo.
Oh, okay. I'll have a straw.
But same well, deal.
It's like, just like the C apostrophe D.
This
C. The C apostrophe E-E-D, I think, isn't it?
No, no, they call it the C apostrophe D.
C-E-E apostrophe D.
Oh, yeah, that's how it's spelled, but they call it the C apostrophe D.
Yes.
Why?
On the show, I don't know.
But the Igo is like A-I-G-O.
Oh, really?
Hyundais. I have not learned to appreciate Hyundais.
They will go anywhere.
The new Genesis.
Well, the new Genesis are nice. Actually, Hyundai... Even the new Sonata is beautiful.
Are they?
They are. The thing is, they look amazing.
I think it's because when I was a kid, we had a pony. We had a Hyundai pony, and
I had an Excel.
That's true. Yes, you win. You win.
I've always kind of liked the Tiburons, but they're always way too overpriced.
Let's just say this: from what I understand, the quality has gone up exponentially since I owned one.
Boy,
and the design on them are amazing. They look so nice.
Kia Forte.
Am I the only one that thinks the Chrysler 300Z
looks like a mafia car? It
just belongs in Gotham City, but nowhere else. That's the thing. Like that, and the there's another car that's like that. I just think it's just
something that you think Al Capone would be driving.
Yeah, if he were around, he'd probably drive that. Although he wasn't blind, the 2005 Chevrolet SSR convertible. I want to gouge my eyes out and then burn the eye sockets with hot irons.
You're looking at it wrong.
Why? Because
you're looking at it as a ugly, useless truck. You have to look at it as an ugly, versatile sports car with a massive
all around. No matter how you look at it, it's pretty ugly.
It's ugly. Yeah. At the end of the day, because what you just described may very well be true. I don't know. But you just said it was ugly both times, so end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still...
But it basically is a Corvette with a massive trunk.
That's one of the reasons I don't eat seafood. because it's ugly. I mean, I wouldn't eat seafood anyway, like shrimp and stuff. Who wants to eat that?
Yeah.
It's ugly as...
It's like eating a centipede.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's just... Next time, if anybody out there eats seafood, look at what you eat next time and ask yourself that. And of course, there's the Hummer H3, which we were discussing earlier, which is a waste of perfectly good plastic. They could have used that plastic for any number of things. Okay, back with the car topic.
Jeremy has an interesting point.
What's that point?
True.
He's saying he could start his iPhone recording and we could have this edited and put on iTunes for
nice, you should do that.
It's just an idea.
It's an idea.
It's
a
concept.
It's an idea. I mean, get sued by Steve Jobs now. Yeah, you know that.
No, but that doesn't make any sense. It'd have to be an idea.
An idea.
Because they just throw the I.
What's
a dia?
It's what Apple. It's an Apple version of an idea.
Where are you from?
Anyways, you asked me about the Boxster.
Why are you
from what I understand, the Boxsters are just fun little cars.
Yeah, they say that they are one of the hardest cars to break free from, like, traction.
I actually like Mitsubishi cars.
Me too.
I'm glad as well,
Lancer.
But
Lancer, I'd take over
Lancer. I wouldn't get an O3 Eclipse, though. Not their best year.
I think the Corolla is a really good car.
Stick with your Civic.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't, like, sell my Civic. I'm never going to sell my Civic. If I can drive into the ground, I'm going to drive into the ground.
Yeah, but if somebody goes to you and says, you know, here's a Corolla or a Camry or whatever, I can never tell the, like, I don't know what one's better or what one's worse. I'm just two cars.
You're carist.
I am very...
All Toyotas look the same to you?
Yeah. All the slanty eyes.
Okay.
All Asian cars look the same to you.
Yeah. No, but if you've got a Honda Civic and a Toyota Corolla in front of you and they're both the same price, go with the Civic every time.
My mechanic also told me that Echo's a good car. I mean, they're ugly.
The hatchback's not so bad.
So the Land Rover, I only like Range Rover.
Range Rover, yes.
I don't like the
LR3. With you on that one.
Back on Corvettes, of course, they're ugly, so never mind.
Oh, they're just overpriced. They're poor Americans with a lot of money and no imagination.
They are waste of perfectly good plastic. That's all there is to it. Yeah. You know what? I remember one time, a long time ago, listening, watching a show on television, because you watch shows on television. And it was talking about how, you know, people who buy trucks to soup them up and stuff, all it's doing is raising the price of trucks. People who do that should just buy SUVs and leave truck owners alone. And I totally agree with that. People want to do that, just buy and escalate so the rest of us can buy cheap Range Rovers. Now we're looking at some
trailers.
At pre-manufactured homes and trailers and things.
I'm going to say that that's a motor home.
What do you think of the 2010 Fun Finder X160?
I don't see the fun.
Well, you have to find the fun.
That's the fun of it.
It's the Fun Finder. You have to find the fun of that one. I was going to give you the fun. I had to put some effort in.
Trucks are expensive.
No, new trucks are expensive. And a terrible investment.
New cars are just a terrible investment.
Everything is terrible. What do you know about the Mercedes-Benz SL63 AMG?
That's a ridiculous amount of money.
Well, except for that one, the $142,999.
The interesting thing about it is on the side, it says 6.3 liter.
Yeah.
But the engine is a 6.2 liter.
Oh.
Don't you remember that?
I do remember that now that I think about it.
The Audi.
I vaguely remember that.
The Audi S4 or RS4, the M3, and the when they were in on Ascari's track in Spain.
Yes.
Trying to hit the apple on the apex.
Yes, I remember that. That was good.
Did you see the episode where the vehicle only has three wheels?
Yes.
That was so Robin.
Yeah. This is the Kelowna's version of the Miata.
Nice.
Daddy bought it for me.
The 2007 M, your fingers on it. Benz. SLK.
What does M stand for? Yes, SLK. Mercedes.
I know.
Okay. Why'd you ask?
A joke.
M-Benz.
Funny.
I want to get one of these just to crash it and watch all the airbags pop up. Look at that.
What? Which vehicle is that?
It's a Toyota, I think the minivan. It doesn't really, Toyota Sienna.
If I could buy you a Sienna just so you could crash it, I would.
I'd crash it into a lake and it would float.
It does have a few airbags here and there. And by a few, I mean
11.
About 20,000. Give or take.
See if it's
give or take 19,989.
What's funny? Why is Paul laughing? I don't really have
a point to do. It's like a bunch of miniature explosions inside of
it. Yeah, I appreciate that humor.
Is that on film?
That completely, yes, I think so. Yeah. I have no idea to hear it.
Memorable moment to Heidi.
That was, yes.
It's 2 hours to get to home.
If you're listening to this, Eddie, thank you for that joke. It has served us well.
I love how, like, minivans are known for being safe family cars.
I made it to home for 2 hours.
And there's, like, 7 airbags for the driver. And, like, just the little window one for the rear seats. Like, they don't have an airbag that comes with it. I guess airbags kill kids, so.
You know, I love the movie dummies.
Well, there goes that conversation. Thanks for talking.
I guess they are thinking.
You know those dummies you see in the videos whenever they do like a crash? They're always like completely limp and they just like fall forward.
They don't get paid very well either.
And they're always sitting so nicely. How come there's never a dummy with like his arms hanging up?
Well, have you seen
eat up all the crash?
They do when they're driving. They get their hands like this. As soon as they crash, like
my pride or my vanity.
It's not like normal.
Those I really like the dummies are so unrealistic.
They should use real people.
I'd really like to see the effects that it would do if you had your feet up on the dash.
But I gotta take it in. I gotta get this brace.
Yeah, passengers have their feet up on the dash, they just launch right out.
Yeah, I know. I'd like
to see
they that.
Wouldn't. The leg would launch right out and the rest of them wouldn't. So,
well, that's just because the airbag would pop out and push them up. I wonder if they, like, oiled them up if they'd slip out faster before the airbag would move them up beforehand.
No, people.
No, dummies. Crash test dummies. Because obviously...
You're talking about people. Like, no, we should leave people out. That way we'll have, you know, a couple ejections on the highway.
You have to think that if they're riding... Okay.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it.
What?
When someone gets in an accident and...
Yes, and sometimes
they get,
an accident.
They get stolen from the roof. And they get thrown from the vehicle. It's called an ejection. That's what it's called.
Where are you guys?
It'll be on the website.
Alrighty then.
Oh man.
Click it. Click it already.
Yeah. That was the straw trick.
That's what I just reached.
I'll post a link to the how that works.
We can do it again.
Ready?
I think so.
Drum roll, please.
Not a lot of light in here right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we need another straw.
That's the idea.
Yeah, you heard the pop.
No,
on
we need another one.
You can just edit it in.
Yeah, you can edit the bang.
All right, one more try.
Like a callback fire or something.
The lighting is so bad here, it's like a
motion sound. Oh, it's going to make a noise. Oh.
Brandon, you aren't licking properly.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Just let somebody else
flick. I have a hard time.
Here we go. This is how you flick.
Whoa!
That's
crazy.
You just have to scratch that off my talents on my Facebook profile.
I want to see you actually throw in, like...
Get removed from that group.
Oh, yeah, okay, we're leaving now, I guess. Paul Adam.
This has been a God Gripped Down Back.
Yes, it has.
It
wasn't made
yeah, it was.
On a Mac.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't made on a Mac. Bye, everybody.